Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 426. Thank you so much for joining me. I think it's going to be a great show. Today in the studio with me is Lauren Palmer and Ashley Reigert of Operation Beautiful, a charity that provides high-end wigs for young girls with any kind of cancer or hair loss-related medical illness. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, or go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. Also, past episodes, every episode we've ever done, all 425 of them, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Now, before we get to Lauren and Ashley, let me remind everybody, like we've been talking in the last couple shows, we want everyone to go to votecoachmata.com and vote for Coach Mata, and we're going to try to raise $100,000 for the Ronald McDonald Charities House in Central Ohio, and we're running out of time, and we're actually behind Michigan. We're losing badly, like 55% to 38% or something. We're losing badly, so we need everybody's help, okay? All right, so like I said, in the studio with me is Lauren Palmer and Ashley Reigert and Operation Beautiful. So, hey, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So, one of you tell me, okay, tell me about Operation Beautiful. Am I saying it right, by the way?
Yeah, Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Operation Beautiful started in 2014 in my hometown, me and a friend of mine. My mom actually had a friend who was diagnosed with cancer. And
I wondered about how this got started. This is Lauren, by the way, speaking.
Hi. So my mom had a friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and I saw all of them rally together in efforts to buy her a wig and do a fundraiser for it.
Oh.
And seeing like all of her friends and, you know, all the support that she was getting going through this emotional time, I knew that there was something I definitely wanted to carry through with that. But I wanted to do it for children. And then meeting Ashley when we chartered it here at Ohio State, she is very into self-confidence and anti-bullying. So the two passions that came together created Operation Beautiful.
Awesome. Well,
that's something that a lot of people don't actually think about a lot, is how expensive a wig can be and how a tolling that can be on someone who's also dealing with a medical illness where they lose their hair. So
how much are they?
I'm going to say around $1,500 to $1,800.
Yeah,
usually
they retail for
a good end wig, a good high-end wig.
Wow. $1,800?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how people could afford that if they're already paying medical bills and buying pills and just trying to survive. So it's really cool. So you guys got together and you formed this. It's a 501c3. It's in the process of being registered.
We just applied for our 501c3, so we should have that by July.
Okay. But people can still donate if they want to. In fact, you received a grant, right? Tell me about that.
We recently received a grant called the P12 mini grant from the Ohio State University. It's through the College of Family Health and Ecology. And so what we can do with that is they gave us a year and they gave us $5,000 to help as many girls as we could. And so that is actually expiring on April 1st. And so we're still looking for a couple candidates that we could fit in to cover under that grant.
Okay. And it doesn't matter as long as they're in Ohio. Could mm-hmm. be anywhere. Cleveland, Columbus.
And under the age of 18.
So 17 and 364 days?
Yeah. Okay. Or 18, yeah. I guess 18 and 364 days.
18 and 364 days is anything 18 and under.
It's 18 and under.
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify because that's important, right?
It is.
You wouldn't want to sign somebody up and find out, oh my goodness, we can't help you. Okay. So tell me certain diseases that maybe affect somebody that would need this. You know, they're losing their hair.
So the three that we typically work with are cancer, alopecia, and trichotillomania. So alopecia is an autoimmune disease where your cells attack the hair follicles and it causes your hair to fall out. Cancer patients, they usually lose their hair from the chemotherapy.
Right.
And trichotillomania is a type of disease where your anxiety causes you to rip your hair out.
Oh, those are the people with the splotchy things in the back.
So we typically work with those three.
Okay. Now, the I understand the cancer chemotherapy, but the first one...
Alopecia.
Yeah. Is that something that you're born with, or it's something that, does it appear at age 5, 6, 7? For example, did you know that, like, no baby has freckles? Freckles don't appear until you're
I
had no idea. Yeah.
So do we know, does this happen when at birth, or is this something that happens later?
I know it is an autoimmune disease, so I believe that it can be generated, but I think it does start at birth, but you usually don't start to notice until your hair is...
So they don't have hair.
Right.
We need our biology major with us.
You have one with you? Or you have one at this... you're in a sorority,
well,
right?
Our board of directors is us two, and then our other two best friends, Laura and Aaron, and Aaron's a biology major, so we need her to answer those questions.
Right. So you have a couple big needs, right?
Yes.
You have a couple big needs, and one of them is...
Oh, so we are, like I said, we are looking for girls to finish this grant with. Like I said, that ends again April 1st. And another struggle that we're having is finding, we're looking for corporate sponsors right now.
Okay.
We're in the process of getting ready to do a board of directors to get a bunch of people in the Columbus area who would like to...
be involved and get to know a little bit more about our organization, and also help us reach out to small businesses in Columbus that would maybe want to... do a little philanthropic work and also help us raise money. And then we can also raise awareness about their business too, and help them spread, advertise for their businesses.
Cool. Now, how much money are you trying to raise? So, I mean, if I'm a corporate CEO and you come to me, what are you looking for?
I believe that we're looking for, we have corporate sponsorships on our website. We have different levels of Gerber daisies. That's our official flower. And I think the highest level that we have for a corporate sponsor is $2,000, because that will give you the opportunity to sponsor a child.
Okay.
So if for $2,000, you can do an entire reveal for a child.
It's like adopt a child.
Exactly.
Exactly. You'd pretty much be sponsoring an entire, a wig, a reveal, a couple of meals. We'll take her out and do a couple activities with her.
Tell me about that. Okay, so you find a girl. Well, you have money. You got a grant. And then you find a young lady that needs your help. And then how does this work? So you call them up and you offer them this opportunity, but they have to go somewhere to be measured, right?
Yeah, actually, we send them videos and they measure themselves in their homes. And then they just send us the measurements back, and we pass them along to our wig specialist.
Oh, really? You don't just like stick their head in a vat of wax or something?
Not yet.
That would pull the hair out, right? That would pull the hair out even more.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that point yet. But yeah, it's a simple tape measure, and it's a three-step process. So it's pretty easy to get the measurements. And then once they forward us all the information, we usually email or talk to them correspondingly. And we usually try to get the mother to give us some insight on the child. We like to know what their interests are, what their hobbies are, what they love, what they're passionate about. And then we shape our day around what they're interested in.
And what they would be comfortable doing. If they want to hang out with us, if they want to spend the whole day with us, that's great. If they want to bring a couple friends and they go off and be with their friends, that's great too. We just want to make it a day where they really feel special and really enjoy everything that we can offer them as an organization.
They probably enjoy that as much as they do the hair.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's fun to see them light up because they're doing something that they actually enjoy.
Right. What were you going to say, Ashley?
I just think that that's the more fun part than the actual wig part, is because we get to hang out with them all day and kind of really get to know them and say, this is who we're helping. This is the life we're changing. It's really fun.
Now, you do it by video or you do it remotely. So do they get to pick the color of their hair, or do they send a sample of their own hair and color?
Well, they usually give us a photo of when they did have hair, and then our wig specialist can actually match it very closely to their actual or their original hair color.
Really? From a photo? Because as a dentist, that's tricky. I know that's tricky for shade, because different cameras. In fact, even in my office, I have intraoral cameras in all 10 rooms. And if I see the patient in room 7 on day 1 and maybe 3 on day 2, they're different colors, but you guys that's pretty cool.
Well, what we ask them to do when they email us is we ask them for a length, short, medium, or long, and then a range, like a color range. So, you know, blonde, brunette, red, and then they send us a picture and we try to match it as close as possible.
Okay. So pretty soon we're going to do what we call Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And so those of you listening, you might want to remember that these ladies, Operation Beautiful, has that you have two primary needs. One is finding young ladies that are 18 and under who need this, and the other is raising some funds to be able to keep doing it, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, though, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You are so beautiful. To me. Can't you see?
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. My guests today are Lauren Palmer and Ashley Reigert of Operation Beautiful, a charity that puts smiles on the faces of young girls suffering from hair loss-related medical illnesses. To continue their work, what is their biggest need? Is it A, money to enable them to buy the wigs, B, finding and connecting with young girls in need of wigs, or C, all of the above. All right, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459, whoops, we have to do the area code now. That's right, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have callers on the line. I'm going to ask the ladies in the room here to pick a number between 1 and 4, and if you pick a different number, we'll do it again.
3.
They're going with 3? Okay, that would be John. Hey, John, how are you today? Do we have John? Uh-oh, we might have lost John.
John, where'd you go?
Okay, so maybe we need to, I don't know if it's a telephone thing or if we lost, it looks like the light's still blinking. Tell you what, let me give my producer some time to find John and we'll go on and we'll come back to the question, to the answer in just a second. He's going to find out if he's still there. All right, so you ladies, you're both in college. So how do you have time to do this?
We make time. It's a little hard, but it's challenging and it's actually more helpful being at a university like Ohio State that has so many different connections, so many different resources that we can actually use for this, that it's honestly better that we are in school now than if we weren't.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
Hey, looks like we found John.
Hi,
hey, John.
John.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
All of the above.
All of the above is correct. John, what do you do for a living?
I sell wine and liquor.
Oh, cool. Cool. Wow. Yeah, you're a popular guy.
I am.
Get invited to a lot of parties, and they want you to bring some of your samples, right?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, John, stay on the line because we need to get the information on how to get the flowers to you from Weissdember, okay?
That'll be great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. All right, ladies. Okay, so, and Lauren, what about you? Is it the same thing? There's so many resources, or?
Absolutely, and it's also something that we're very passionate about. So when you love something so much, it's not that hard to find the time to do it. Ashley and I, we basically live and breathe school and Operation Beautiful. So it's very easy for us to incorporate it into our daily lives because it's so important to us.
Okay, let's talk about some of the young ladies that you've helped. There are three that come to mind. Do you want to go talk about each of them a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Sure. So our first recipient that we ever did was Cameron. She was an 11-year-old with trichotillomania. So what we did for her was we gave her her wig, and we spent the day with her, and we talked to her about, you know, her confidence issues and what was going on, and what caused her trichotillomania was her bullying at school. So what the wig did was it gave her the confidence to go back to school, regain her confidence and make new friends, and now she's fully recovered and she no longer needs the wig.
Awesome. And for the people that are watching on thereasonswesmile.com, I just put her picture up there. So that then is Cameron.
She's absolutely stunning. And then do you want to tell them about Gabrielle?
Yeah, so we had another recent recipient, Gabrielle. She's a 12-year-old from South Carolina, and she has alopecia. And so she was a bit of a special case. We kind of went all out with Gabrielle. We flew her up here from South Carolina and put them up in a hotel. We took her, she was really into ice skating. We took her ice skating. We got them tickets to Disney on Ice. We enjoyed a couple of dinners downtown in Columbus. We went to Mel into, where else did we go? Nada. It was so, so good. And then the next day we took her, she got to hang out with the Ohio State men's gymnastics team, which was a treat for us all.
Yeah, she's a gymnast. So
you
she loved
that
it just
for me?
Yeah, right.
I promised to pull my hair out of there.
So we got to actually spend so much time with Gabrielle. We actually got pretty much a full weekend with her and then did the reveal. And that was probably one of the most rewarding ones just because it was more than just a reveal. We got to, I would consider her a close friend now. We like to keep in touch with her, and she's such a great girl. And she just really opened up when we gave her the wig. It was such an amazing thing to see.
And let's go back for a second. Cameron had what disease?
Trichotillomania.
Okay. And then Gabrielle had
alopecia.
Okay. And just like before, I put her picture up. So if you're watching this, you're seeing pictures of Gabrielle as we were talking about her. And then you have another young lady who actually is a young lady, but I think she's about 10 inches taller than both of you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because you're kind of tall, Ashley.
Well, Lauren's a little taller than me,
oh, really?
I think.
Yeah, we're both about 5'7", but yeah, okay. she towered over us. She's so beautiful.
Put her picture up here now? There
yeah, Emily, she's 15. She's battling ovarian cancer for the second time, which is, not something a 15-year-old should have to go through. So it was very nice to get to meet her and, you know, talk about her story. And she's very into makeup and art. So what we did for her is she went to, we did her reveal, and then we went to lunch at Nada, who has been exponentially wonderful in helping us. They're so amazing. After Emily went to Sephora and had a makeover done with her best friend and her sister. So it was really nice because she was a little bit older. So
she didn't really want to hang out with us as much and doing as much, but we still got to like spend the day with her, get to know her, and then say, here, this is what we're going to do is we're going to go to the mall, enjoy the day with your friends, like have a great time. This is what you really like to do. This is go get a makeover and have some fun. So
okay.
I think she really got to have fun with the day.
That's cool. That's very cool. Now it's almost time for us to go to another break. When we come back, though, I want to find out a little bit more about each of you because I realize I didn't read your bios. We didn't talk about you guys at all.
That's the least important part.
Yeah.
Well, it is and it isn't, because without you guys, a lot of these things wouldn't be happening, and there wouldn't be these wonderful smiles on people's faces. So anyway, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And then we also need to, you know what, let's do it now because we want to say it more than once. How do people reach you? What is your website? Is there a phone number? How would you like, especially if they want to donate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are looking to reach out for us, our email is operationbeautiful.org operationbeautiful@gmail.com. And then our website is operationbeautiful.org.
And then we're also on Facebook, and you can just search for us on Facebook, Operation Beautiful.
Spell it for me, because I know how it's spelled, but to make sure people are hearing what we're saying.
It's Operation Beyoutiful.
Okay. And in the middle, the Y and the O and the U are all capitalized.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Okay. So, and again, I want to take advantage of this opportunity to have people go to votecoachmata.com. If you weren't tuned in earlier.
Vote Coach Mata.
Go to votecoachmata.com. Vote for Coach Mata. We have through March 13th to do that. And we are currently losing to Michigan, and we just can't have that.
Beat Michigan.
Okay. So, yeah, we have to go to break, but we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigart. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You are so beautiful. To me, can't you see?
We are with Ashley Reigart and Lauren Palmer of Operation Beautiful. And so I said before the break, I wanted to learn a little bit more about these ladies. So Lauren, tell me a little bit about you. You know, you're a what major and that sort of thing.
So I'm a junior at The Ohio State University. My major is nonprofit management. So I'm hoping to stay in nonprofits forever. but yeah, so I'm in Kappa Delta sorority, and I don't know. I between Operation Beautiful and school and my spare time, I just like to hang out with Ashley.
Okay. I didn't even know you could specialize in nonprofit management.
Yeah, it's actually something that's unique to the Education and Human Ecology School of Ohio State. So I'm very lucky that they have the program.
So you can make a living doing wonderful things.
That's the goal.
Wow.
That's the goal.
That's really neat. Ashley?
I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a junior at The Ohio State University as well, and I'm an operations management major, which is in the business school.
Okay.
I'm a huge sports fan. I love dogs. I don't know. I love to hang out with Lauren, too. That's pretty much what we do in our spare time is Operation Beautiful things. So
where do you guys see your Operation Beautiful in 5 years? And well, will you see, because college buddies tend to, like, go their separate ways and maybe don't even see each other sometimes. So
the goal is to hopefully grow this large enough that we can scale it into a company and stay together forever.
I was going to say, the goal is New York City headquarters in 5 years. So,
wow.
And luckily, the social entrepreneurship program of Ohio State has sort of taken us under their wing, and they're going to help us figure out how to turn this into
grow as a business, because there are things as juniors in college that we just don't know about growing a business, but we have an idea, and we want this to go places, so that's really going to help us.
That was neat to hear you say that there are things that you don't know. You're pretty sure you don't know, because adults like myself and maybe your moms, we have a phrase, so you don't know what you don't know. And oftentimes a new grad or somebody in college, they don't understand that there are plenty of things they still don't know, even though they're very knowledgeable. Don't get me wrong, I went to college too. And when you're at that point, you really honestly think you've got it. But what you don't realize is the people you're dealing with know what you don't know. It's just you don't.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're open-minded to that, I think, is going to go a long way.
Yeah, we're always open to new ideas, especially from people who have, you know, done this before, know what it's like to grow a business. And so even if...
Or anyone that has any ideas and wants to be involved, like, we could use all the help we get. We're very open. Everyone that wants to help, we would love to find a way that we can all help and do this together. That's the big thing about it. We want everyone to pitch in and do it for a good thing.
Okay, give out the way they contact you again then.
If you are interested in donating, like we said, we have our corporate sponsorship at any... Of course, any amount helps to go to a child. You can email us at operationbeyoutiful.org@gmail.com. And also for your listeners, if they're interested in being on our future board of directors, if you have any interest in that, please reach out to us.
Okay.
And then we're also on Facebook, and we're actually doing a Win It March right now, which is if you like and share our page, you can wear or you can win one of our really cool sweatshirts on there. Anything helps from liking and sharing us on Facebook to a donation. That honestly, every recipient that we've had so far, we've found through Facebook. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So every share, every click counts.
Okay. And then do you also put YouTube videos of your reveals?
That's actually something that we haven't started doing yet. We are working with getting our website revamped right now. It should be up within the week. Thank Lord. It looks wonderful. Alan Lake is doing that. So we're very excited to finally have, you know, our whole
functional website up so that everyone can see everything that we're doing and get the word out.
Is this a professional company or is it maybe a college buddy that knows websites? How are you doing that?
Oh, Alan Lake Designs. He's a professional out of Pennsylvania, my hometown.
Oh.
So he's doing this for us and he's so wonderful and we're very appreciative.
And it's going to be his donation.
Yes. Our it's funny that you said that a college buddy though. Our logo was created by Shelby Daugherty. She's in our sorority. She's a graphic design major. So.
Okay.
So if you like our logo,
Shelby's design. Okay. So what is the message? What would be the takeaway message you want somebody who's listening today to have, maybe from each of you?
So basically, I just want everyone to remember that we are, you know, still so small, but we are trying to grow and we're always open to new ideas. We're always open to anyone advice or mentoring. And like I said, we're just looking for our young girls and we're looking for donations. So if you feel compelled to help us, like, please reach out to us. No donation is too small and no advice is too minuscule.
Cool.
Yeah, everything helps. What we're trying to do is more than just raising money and more than spreading awareness. It's bigger than that. Also, is we're trying to give these girls back a life that they lost with their, part of their life that they lost when they got their illness. So everything helps when we're trying to do that.
Okay. And how do you want people to, who can help you find young ladies that need this? What is it? Church groups? Give me like a list.
Churches, schools, support groups, anything like that.
It's like a guidance counselor might know somebody's suffering.
Exactly.
An illness.
Absolutely.
School nurses, guidance counselors, everyone who knows that people are what they're going through that people might not know about.
Okay. Yeah, they always say that everybody knows someone going through cancer. And even though cancer is just one of the main components that we help, word of mouth is huge. And, you know, when you're looking for something so important like this and something so personal, just hearing it from maybe a friend or a coworker or a teacher might make you more apt to look into this.
Okay. Okay. So if someone in your life is suffering from one of these diseases that causes hair loss, you need to call these ladies. I'm sorry, not call, because we didn't even use the phone number. You can see I'm showing my age, right? Nobody calls anymore. They need to go to Facebook and post a Facebook post, right?
Yep. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, or email us.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with me today in the studio.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Really appreciate it. I hate when that happens. Really appreciate it. All right. One last time, I want to remind everybody to go to votecoachmata.com. Everybody at OSU should be doing this. Everybody in the entire state should be doing this because we want to raise $100,000 for the Ronald McDonald Charities House in Central Ohio. And let me just say that next week we're going to have Dr. Lawrence Oswick, a dentist in the Chagrin Valley. He's going to be telling us about his awesome brand of dentistry, the way he practices. And let me think. I think that's pretty much it. We are out of time, aren't we? So don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Go to my office Facebook page and like us. And be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, little something before we leave. Let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. Urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.